church this first Sunday of Advent. It also happens to be our Fusion Sunday here at GPC. So what we do on Fusion Sundays, the last Sunday of the month, is to create an intentional, intergenerational worship experience. And so that means that folks of all ages and worship backgrounds will have a chance to participate through song and spoken word and prayer and movement. And so you'll notice in the bulletin that the liturgy is hopefully inclusive of a variety of reading levels. So if you are worshiping with young children, make sure they have a copy of the bulletin and have a chance to also look it over and participate in all aspects of the worship service, which of course includes the ways in which we pray here at GPC. This morning, following the meditation, we will have a chance to experience the prayer stations. And so I will invite you at that time, as you are comfortable and able, to move around to one or more of the prayer stations. You will see in your bulletin descriptions of those. So if you want a chance to look those over and decide which prayer station you'd like to visit, you are encouraged to do that. And if you would like a more inward-focused prayer time, you are welcome to just stay in your pews to listen to the music. There's a finger labyrinth there on the handout, and spend that time preparing your heart for God in your life. So many ways to engage in worship this morning, and as always, we do encourage your feedback. The hospitality registers are located in the pews. Go ahead and sign those and make a note about how you experienced God's presence this morning in worship. So a few other announcements that I have, if you didn't already look through your bulletin, a lot going on this time of year, but a few notes to highlight. One, this is your last Sunday to purchase the Women's Candlelight Dinner tickets, so if you don't have yours, see Barb down in Fellowship Hall following worship. And a lot of folks have been asking about the Memorial Garden bricks. Yes, they were able to, the bricks that were received a few weeks ago, to place them in the garden. And so before they're covered with snow, I do encourage you on this beautifully warm morning to take a walk out these doors and take a look at the bricks. If you recently had one put in, make sure you either prop the door open or have someone standing there so you don't get locked out. And also take note, congregational meeting is scheduled in two Sundays following worship on December 14th, so please join us for that. And as always, during this time of year, lots of mission opportunities, so please look in your bulletin for those. And Katie has some announcements this morning.
Our Advent Festival is going to be this Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's an intergenerational event. Come if you have kids and bring your kids. Come if you don't have kids. We will give you a kid. It will be a good time. There's going to be crafts and pizza and worship together. And please write down in the kiosk out there if you're coming so that we have enough pizza for everyone. Then immediately after the Advent Festival, junior highs are going to be having a lock-in. So junior highs, come early and help out with the festival, and then stay, have fun. It's going to be a good time. Now, for senior highs on Sunday, we're going to be doing Where's Waldo at the Grease Ridge Mall. So we need lots and lots of Waldos. If you have shopping to do, if you like malls, if you like wearing scarves, please come. Just let me know during the week, drop by and get your Waldo scarf, and then hang out in the mall and wait to be found.
And if we have any guests worshiping with us this morning who do have children with you, please know we do not have Sunday school this morning. Children are encouraged and welcome to stay for as long or as short a period of time as parents and children are comfortable. At any point in time, if you want to utilize the nursery, you can, but you definitely don't have to. We love the sounds of the Advent season, which include all the noises our children make here in worship. So let us worship God together.
Please stand for the call to worship. People of God, let your hearts cry out.
We all cry out to the God of creation.
Loud and bold, raise your voices.
Let us join our hearts and voices together in the prayer of confession. God, we confess we don't always do a good job of listening for you. We expect to hear your booming voice and forget it sounds like a crying child. You speak to us about what is right, and we ignore what you have to say. The hearts of your people cry out all around, and we cover our ears. Forgive us, God, and help us to be your listening people. The good news of Advent is God hears our hearts cry out and responds with grace and mercy.
Join me as we light the Advent candle. In a world where war threatens the lives of people around the world,
Our hearts cry out for peace.
In a country where violence and fear divide us,
our hearts cry out for God to bring us together.
In a time when we eagerly await the birth of Jesus Christ,
our hearts cry out for the Prince of Peace.
In this first week of Advent, we light the candle for peace. Let us lift our hearts up in praise to the God who offers peace to us all. Amen.
Making their way up. Almost here. We're going to do something a little differently today. For this month, instead of doing the children's message up here, there's going to be somebody out there in our church who's yelling and crying out who wants to tell you something. So what I need you all to do is listen very carefully. When you hear somebody yelling, go and find them, okay? And listen to what they have to say. Are you ready to go search? All right, you ready? Okay, let's listen. Let's listen together.
Help me, God!
Go find
him. Help me, God!
Where is he?
Oh, help me! Help me, God! Oh, I am so glad you found me. Everybody can sit down right there. Today, I'm crying out for help. We need God's help in Rochester to take care of people who are hungry and cold. We need God's help in the world to help people be kind to each other and stop fighting. And we need God's help right now! So help!
Why are you yelling so loudly? Help is already coming.
What?
God sent Jesus to help us. Jesus was born to teach people how to take care of each other so that nobody would be hungry or cold. He was born to show people how much God loves us.
Oh, really? Phew, that's a relief. So now what?
Now we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth at Christmas. But before Christmas, we need to get ready.
I have to wait? But I want Jesus now!
We're not ready yet. We have to get ready for Jesus for a whole month. That's what we call Advent.
A whole month? What do we do to get ready?
Think about how much Jesus loves everybody, and find ways to love other people that much. Listen to people who cry out for help. People who cry out to pray to God. Pray loudly and get excited. Can you do all of that this Advent?
Can we do that?
Yes. Kids, can you do that? Don't just nod your head, say it. Yes, yes, yes. Good.
There we go. Okay, I can do that. Let's get ready for baby Jesus by praying. And since this is Advent, we're crying out. So let's pray loudly. Now, you know how loud I can be. Do you think you can be just as loud? Yeah? No? Maybe? Okay. Everybody ready? Okay. Dear God! Oh, my goodness. That was not good at all. We got to do that again. Are you ready? Are you ready? Dear God!
Dear God!
Oh, that's good. Thank you for Jesus! Teach us to help each other. Teach us to help each other. Just like Jesus. Help us get ready for Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Good job.
The first reading of the word comes from Isaiah 64, 1 through 9. Oh, that you would rip open the heavens and descend, make the mountains shudder at your presence, as when a forest catches fire, as when fire makes a pot to boil, to shock your enemies into facing you, make the nations shake in their boots. You did terrible things we never expected. Descended and made the mountains shudder at your presence since before time began. No one has ever imagined, no ear heard, no eye seen, a God like you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who happily do what is right, who keep a good memory of the way you work. But how angry you've been with us. We've sinned and kept at it for so long. Is there any hope for us? Can we be saved? We're all sin-infected, sin-contaminated. Our best efforts and grease-stained rags, we dry up like autumn leaves. Sin-dried, we're blown off by the wind. No one prays to you or makes the effort to reach out to you because you've turned away from us, left us to stew in our sins. Still, God, you are our Father. We're the clay and you're our potter. All of us are what you made us. Don't be too angry with us, O God. Don't keep a permanent account of wrongdoing. Keep in mind, please, we are your people, all of us.
Love, fathers, love me not, and Amen. Our second reading of the Word this morning comes from the book of Galatians. My point is this: heirs, as long as they are minors, are no better than slaves, though they are owners of all the property. But they remain under guardians and trustees until the date set by the father. So with us, while we were minors, we were enslaved to the elements, elemental spirits of the world. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. Well, this time of year, church folk are presented with a bit of a challenge. While the world around us has been declaring the ho-ho-hos of Christmas since, well, let's be honest, before Halloween arrived, we've held back just a little bit because we know that before we cry out in the joy of the songs of Jesus' birth, there is this season called Advent. Advent, as so well demonstrated during the children's sermon this morning, invites us to wait. And one of the things that we can do while we wait for Jesus' birth is to listen. To listen for the sounds a little bit more than just the world has to offer. So here in church, we also listen for the sounds of the season. And during Advent, one of the sounds that we hear are the cries of the Hebrew people in the Old Testament. The reading that Colton did such a great job reading, we heard the voices of the hearts of God's people called Israel crying out over and over again for God to be with them. They thought that God was angry with them. And they said, oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, says the prophet. Those Israelite people were living in such a difficult time so long ago. There were armies that had carried the people away from their homes and their lives. And they were forced to live in a strange country for a very long time. They didn't have all of those comforts of home. So if you think for just a minute, that's all of us of all ages, think of something that when you're at home makes you feel really comfortable, that helps make you feel safe. It's okay if you want to whisper it into someone's ear next to you. And it's always so sad not to have those comforts of home because they couldn't take anything with them. But what they did have when they were forced away from their homes were their songs and their stories about what home was like. And through Advent, we'll be able to hear a little bit of the sadness in their voices as they cry out for God to hear them. And so during the season of Advent, we listen for God's people a long time ago who cried out for God to be with them. But I realize that during Advent, listening for things that are sad can also be kind of confusing. A few years ago, I started a sermon out much like this one, and after worship, a little one came up to me and tapped on my elbow.
put her hands on her hips and said, "I don't have to listen to this Advent stuff. Don't you know that Jesus was born already?" Well, and her perspective might, just might, be shared by a few adults sitting here today, mainly the ones who want to do away with all these Advent hymns and just sing the Christmas songs. And as important as I believe Advent to be, I'm not against sneaking in those Christmas songs here and there, because really, the kiddos got it right. Jesus was born already, and we know that. And so there's a lot to celebrate in believing that God sent Jesus' Son into our hearts and world through the baby Jesus. But as Christians of all ages who know the whole story, we know that Jesus didn't stay a baby. He grew up. He lived and he became a man. And he taught us about God's kingdom that welcomes everyone, all who are poor and sad, those who are thirsty and hungry, those who are hurting and seeking peace. And Jesus fills our hearts and our ears with the good news that the kingdom is near and Jesus will come again. So while that can make Advent a bit confusing, it actually also gives us two things to listen for. We can listen for the sounds of joy in the coming of the Christ child. But we also listen for the sounds of the hearts of God's people as they cry out, believing, hoping, longing that Jesus will come again. We don't have to choose one or the other. I think we're pretty talented. We can listen for both. And so our theme this year here at GPC during Advent, that's what we're going to be doing. We are going to be listening for hearts crying out and listening for both. Each week we'll have a way to challenge ourselves to listen for the ways that our hearts and the hearts of the world cry out to and for God's presence, to be with us here and now, and also to celebrate that Jesus does come and fulfill that promise and will do it again one day. So, as we get ready to practice a few ways through the prayer stations for us to learn a little bit more about how we can listen and practice our hearts crying out, I'm also going to invite us to practice here for just a moment. The children had a good chance to shout out. If you want to shout out, you can. Whatever tone of voice you'd like to use. But we're going to do this together as a few ways for us to explore in your everyday lives, whether you're in the car, at work, going to school, at home. How are you listening for the hearts of the world who are crying out? So when I say, "Hear us, O God," you will respond, "Our hearts cry out." All right? So when I say, "Hear us, O God," you'll say, "Our hearts cry out." So for people today who know how the Israelites felt, because they have no place to call home, "Hear us, O God, our hearts cry out." For our children and our youth who feel the stress of trying to be the best at everything and also hear the teasing from their friends who tell them that they aren't, "Hear us, O God, our hearts cry out." For our grown-ups who hear nothing but despair because they're constantly worried about money to pay rent, to buy food, to pay for education or retirement, "Hear us, O God, our hearts cry out." For anyone who hears the silence of loneliness and grief, "Hear us, O God, our hearts cry out." As we've watched the news this week, for the community in Ferguson, Missouri, where the darkness of night silences the cries of injustice, Hear us, O God. Our hearts cry out for neighborhoods here in Rochester where the sounds of fighting and violence are louder than the voices of children who are hungry. Hear us, O God. Our hearts cry out for our world where governments are more concerned with listening to their own self-interest than the voices of the people who long to live in peace. Hear us, O God. Our hearts cry out for our dreams of a better world where the sounds of God's kingdom echo. Hear us, O God. Our hearts cry out for the hum of joy and Christmas carols at this time of year, anticipating the coming of Jesus. Hear us, O God. Our hearts cry out for our hearts that cry out in so many ways this season. Hear us, O God. Our hearts cry out. And you are encouraged to continue with those around you to share the way your hearts cry out. If you would like to visit one of the prayer stations, there are also two just outside the doors, and you are welcome to do those. There is a spot right here that, well, if you get down and can't get back up, we'll help you. But you're encouraged to be on the floor and read with young children. Visit one of the prayer stations or pray with someone around you. For about the next 7 to 10 minutes, you'll know that we're coming back together because we're going to sing and you'll hear the tune come and fill our hearts. Friends, let us pray together.
to continue praying by sharing the people that we care for and we're worried for, the things in our lives that we want to lift up together to God. So who has something that they would like to share today?
Heather, Pam, I just want continued prayers for one of my close friends, Sue, who lost her mother at the age of 91, and just continued prayers of healing for that family. Thank you.
Cheryl Fennell. Words of gratefulness and thanksgiving. My mom is totally out of pain now, and apparently it was a very rare case of internal shingles. Mm-hmm. So it was horrible while she had it, but gratefully, yeah, and everything checked out fine. So
good.
Thank you.
Sally Christensen, we have a great joy in our family. Our son Matt and his wife welcomed Morgan Rose on Thanksgiving morning at 1:11 a.m. Oh. We got a call at about 4:15. And everybody's healthy, and she's just the sweetest thing you can possibly imagine.
Oh, thanks be to God.
Ron Steinmiller, prayers for my mom, who's still continuing to battle both breast cancer and lung cancer in the last few months, and second round of radiation and had surgery, so prayers for her.
Continued prayers for her.
Barb Chapman. Katie, would you step forward just a little bit? Marge Westfall, would you please stand? You know, when I was a little girl, I was a brownie. And in brownies, we learned a wonderful song. I will not sing it for you today. It's make new friends, keep the old. One is silver, the other is gold. These two special ladies celebrate birthdays this week. And so would you join me in wishing them both a happy birthday?
Happy birthday. That was awesome.
Whit Beckett, continued prayers for Jim and Dottie Madaw. I saw them yesterday. Dottie had to go out for an errand. Jim has had recent heart surgery and is recovering on the high side of how well you could expect one to do. Dottie, as many of you know, had some problems that they couldn't diagnose even before Jim's surgery. And the best they can conclude is that she's having trouble dealing with stress, and that's not going away. She came back from her errands, and the first thing she said was how stressful it was just for her to drive up the street and back. So continued prayers for healing for both of them.
Let us pray. Holy and loving God, it helps now and then to step back and take the long view. Your kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, sometimes it's beyond our vision. We know that we can accomplish in our lives only a tiny fraction of the wonderful world that is your work. Nothing we do is complete, which is another way of saying that your kingdom always lies just a little bit beyond us. But this is what we're about. We plant seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds that are already planted, knowing that they hold beautiful promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast and salt and light that through you produces efforts beyond anything we can do alone. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of freedom in realizing that. This leads us to do something very well for your world and with your love. We may never see the end results, but the difference is between the master builder and the workers. We are the workers, and you are the builder. We are the prophets of a future not our own. God, we are not called to do everything, but to do something that helps your people. So give us the courage to speak up where there is injustice, where there is racism, where there is oppression. Give us the strength to do something, even when the hurts of the world feel heavy. Let us not be scared away from your suffering children, but show us how every single person was created in your loving image. Guide the protesters in Ferguson and across our nation to live in hope. Comfort those who are afraid, who are hurting and worried, and call us to live with them and care for them. May we not be paralyzed by the troubles in our world, but bold enough to cry out for peace and for healing, to give comfort to those who are worried. Help us to do something, God, knowing that you transform our work into wonderful things. And give us hope and thankfulness for all the blessings in our lives, new births, and joyous times together. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Yes, parents, I realize that it's too great of an expectation for me to have given your children balloons and now to think that they aren't going to play with them. Please, let them play with them. If they want to be out in the aisles playing with the balloons, let's do that, especially during the offering, a joyful part of our service together as we offer back to God a portion of our heart and blessings. So let us celebrate with our morning offering and balloons. I'm just gotta give them permission. Let them have fun.
God, you hear our hearts cry out and you listen. Receive these gifts and the hopeful hearts that offer them. Amen.
So, come, O come, Emmanuel, we're seeing the first
second, and then the last verse. Into this world listening for those sounds, where we hear the cries of God's people and also the sounds of rejoicing that Christ is coming indeed. Let us go with the love of God in our hearts, the hope in Christ our Lord, and the courage of the Holy Spirit to get up and do it each day again and again. Alleluia. Amen.